That's the sound of the song thrush, and it is a very distinctive sound. This is the first bird, by the way, in our regular feature on common and garden birds, and in particular on their songs and how we can identify their songs. And it is Highland Radio coming together with Nature Northwest and Angus Kennedy to bring you the information and the sounds of birds that we're all very familiar with. Angus, the beauty of the song thrush is it's easy to identify because it repeats.
It repeats everything it says. It's got a huge variety of notes. The song thrush has been written about in so many poems and stories over the years because of its beautiful song. But if you tune in and you listen to it, everything it says twice, three times, sometimes even four times before moving on to the next little note or phrase of notes. The song thrush also is one of the very first birds to start singing. They will have a few little notes over the winter time, but they really get going in early February. And in February and March, that song peaks. They'll also sing late into the evening. So when there's nothing else singing in the evening time, when it's very nearly dark, you'll hear the song thrush. Quite often you'll hear two or three of them singing at each other. They're singing, listening to the other fella's song, and then singing again.
And that's what we have to listen for, repetition, because they have a huge variety of notes and different ways that they sing.
Amazing variety of notes, but a lot of the time for birds this is, the voice is quite deep. So it's quite a deepish kind of sound, but it repeats, 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 and that's the thing.
Size-wise, the song thrush is, what, roughly the size of a blackbird?
So about the size of a blackbird, brown at the back and speckled at the front. And it has like little arrowheads on its white front, little brown arrowheads all pointing up. And that's how you'll tell the song thrush apart from some of the other birds. It eats a lot of worms, that's what they really love, but they're also famous for eating snails and for bashing snails off a rock, which is called an anvil. They'll collect up the snails in one part of your garden and they'll use a favourite rock to crack those little shells open to get their food. So if you ever come across a little pile of broken snail shells, it's the song thrush that's been doing that.
And it likes to sing from high up.
And they do, they like a reasonably prominent position. The bird itself will skulk a lot of the time. If you're not looking out for them, you won't notice them until they sing. And then when they start singing, they'll get a prominent perch and they'll throw their head from left to right and left to right so they can project that voice and that song out as far and wide as possible.
And because of their colour, they're very hard to see, very hard to spot, especially in undergrowth.
They're extremely well camouflaged. That kind of dappled front makes for all the broken light that's going in through the hedges and through the woodland, because they're a woodland bird, of course. That dappled light fits in perfectly with their feathering, with their camouflage.
And they come from where? Scandinavia a lot?
Yeah, we've residential birds, but also in the wintertime we've lots of birds that come from Scotland, from mainland Europe and from Scandinavia, and they're passing through. So the song thrush that was perhaps singing a little bit in the wintertime and in the autumn time and winter in your garden most likely isn't the same character that's there now. But the ones that are here now, yeah, they will stay in your garden and they'll be in your garden right up to the summer, to the end of summer, have their families here.
Let us remind ourselves of the song of the song thrush.
And the thing is to listen out for those repeating notes.
Repetitive it is, over and over again. That is the song thrush. That's the first bird in our feature of common and garden birds, what they sound like and a few other facts, what they look like and when we see them and where they live. Angus, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, John.